The MHSAA High School Basketball Playoffs are on 95.9 The Power Cow. Our live coverage of this basketball postseason is brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Time Coffee, Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Performance Automotive Northwest, Bucked Up Energy, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Fuller ChemDry, East Jackson Community Schools, Napoleon Schools, Columbia School District, Hanover Horton Schools, and Lomar Machine and Tool. Enjoy this broadcast of live high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow and online at 959thepowercow.com or download our mobile app for free and listen there.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes coming to you live from Concord High School tonight. Yes, we are at 95.9 The Power Cow, but a shout out to listeners down in Hillsdale, 92.1 WCSR, and we're glad to have those listeners on board too. And we'll try to remember that we're talking to more than one group of fans here tonight, as we're excited to bring you this live coverage from the regional championship at Concord High School. The Yellow Jackets taking on the Reading Rangers tonight. Our pregame coverage brought to you by Hillsdale Dairy Queen. Whether you're celebrating a win or fueling up for the next big play, head to Hillsdale Dairy Queen. Power through with the Blizzard of the Month, the Mint Oreo Cookie Blizzard, a cool, creamy mix of mint and chocolate crunch. Need a halftime snack? Huddle up with a wild Alaskan fish sandwich or popcorn shrimp basket, both made hot and fresh. And for the ultimate MVP move, grab a crunching cookie dough dipped cone. Open 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. daily at 3285 West Carlton Road. DQ, where every bite is a victory.
You're making me hungry. If I disappear for a minute, I'm going in for the shrimp basket.
It works like that every time, Brian. We know that's going to be the way when we talk about these games on WCSR. And again, here at 95.9, the Power Cow tonight. Brian, we're looking at the Yellow Jackets, and you got to give them a little bit of favorite status just because they've beaten Reading twice in this regular season. They come in at 20-4 overall, 13-1 in the league, and Concord's ranked number 8 in the MHSAA rankings. They ended the season tied for first place in the Big 8. And, wins over Reading twice this season, back on January 7th, 47-39, and February 11th, 39-24.
Well, Steve, we both love tournament basketball.
Yeah.
The only thing we love better is things that have a final attached to it. We're regional finals, so.
Yeah.
And how exciting is it that two conference foes get to battle in a regional final? That just doesn't happen every day, and I'm sure both squads are excited. Both fan bases are. You can tell. You can feel the buzz in the air. It's an exciting moment here in Concord.
Yeah, and by the way, Reading has to be excited to be here. 15-10 on the year, not a miraculous season, not something that stands out. 7-7 in the league. They finished fourth in the Big 8. They're unranked in the MHSAA rankings. So how do they get here? Well, all they did was go out and beat undefeated Pittsford. Unbeaten, they were number 11 in the MHSAA, and they got to win 29-23. Now, I think that's noteworthy that was low scoring. I think that's something worth recognizing, and I think Reading will be pleased to keep this one in a low-scoring game. I think that benefits them.
So you're saying we're going to see some D.
I think that's we will see plenty of defensive play. I think we've already gotten a cue as to what to expect from these teams defensively. We'll talk about that all here on our pregame coverage for Hillsdale Dairy Queen. I wanted to mention, I was just running down a couple of things. Like it when they have the and Concord does this maybe as well as anyone. They've got all the records for the sports right here plastered up in the gym, so you can go and see who had a great year. And they keep them up to date as well. I'll say a shout out to Matt Lehman, my buddy and former broadcast partner, for setting us up here with a great place to call the game from, but for keeping this gym in order, because Brady Lehman, who will be on the court tonight, is Matt's daughter. And she holds the single season assist record with 140 from a year ago.
Yeah, she's got a couple nice scores to throw it to. There's Grace Torres that's averaging 14 a game, and CC Barrett. In the program, it says Sierra, but we've been told you don't call her that. That's CC.
You already did it wrong, kind of, by mentioning it. Also noteworthy, though, as we talk about the scoring, I say it bodes better for Reading if this is a low-scoring affair, because Arshawn Parker, the current head coach here at Concord, he holds the record for points in a game for a girls' team and points in the season from last year, too. So this is a team capable of getting up and down the floor and scoring points. So Reading's going to have to do work to slow them down, because I think that's better for Reading if the game stays in a lower total.
Yeah, well, we're looking at the stats, Steve. Concord only averages 48 points a game, Reading 44. So, you know, even if they hit their average, that's fairly low scoring. So
right. You
get a couple teams that just play deliberate and play obviously good defense, or they wouldn't be here. So, yeah, I expect this one to even maybe first one to 36 might win this one tonight.
That's a good number off the top of your head.
Yeah.
That could be a good number. Also noteworthy for anybody who's listening, I'll shout out Kelly Murdoch, the career assist leader at 337 here at Concord. I was communicating with her. She said, I used to have a bunch of records, but those have gone away over the years. So shout out to Kelly. And then also the legendary Walt Paskett, 202 career wins, still the record holder for girls basketball at Concord.
Wow, Walt must have coached some great players. Walt, I hope you're listening.
I doubt it, but if he is, then there you go. Shout out to Walt.
Well, I tell you, Steve, if you hold records here at Concord, you've done something, because this is a basketball community, and it always has been as long as I've been alive, and that's starting to become a long time.
Yeah, well, and I again, going over some of these records, I said it's interesting if somebody here has a record and their last name's not Brigham, because that's kind of a thing around here. And again, we're leading a little heavy Concord because we're in their gym and all this stuff going on, but gosh, Reading Rangers, that's a pretty storied program for being a small school in Division IV. Football Hardware recently, Basketball Hardware possibly. I mean, that's a school that year in and year out, when you're looking at sports postseason, for some reason, Reading always seems to factor in.
Yeah, and you're going to hear about Aubrey Irvins today, who's over a 1,000-point scorer, and coach from Reading fully expects to maybe see Concord throwing a little box and one at her and throwing everything, including the kitchen sink, at her. And so she's going to have her hands full tonight.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So I really, it's a matchup that if you're interested in the Big 8, if you attend one of these schools or you know you've been around, this is a rivalry, division rivalry. These guys play each other twice a year. So coming here for the third time, having a title on the line, well, adds a little extra incentive. And I think Reading is one of the surprise teams here in the postseason, playing well. And Concord has to play well to avoid being surprised by this upstart Reading team.
Yeah, it's, you know, Reading also has dealt with some injuries. We look out there, there's three girls with boots or crutches, and that includes, I think it's Ariana McDowell, who was one of their leading players, leading assist person, and out right around Christmas time. So
yeah,
you're going to have to do it minus a few people, too.
And leaning over on those crutches, if she were standing up straight, she might be the tallest player on the floor right now. So, yeah. Yeah, you lose a little advantage there. Well, hey, we're on the pregame here for Hillsdale Dairy Queen and enjoying ourselves here at Concord High School. We're going to take a 3-minute pregame break. We'll come back and look at the starting lineups, and we're getting moments away from the tip-off. Concord and Reading. Girls basketball regional championship game here on 95.9 The Power Cow and 92.1 WCSR.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit blueoxcu.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps our membership up where they membership up where they keeps our membership up where they belong.
Plastics? Auro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Auro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at auro.com/plastics.
At County National Bank, you're not just a number. You need a partner, not just a bank. We offer a wide range of business loans, including commercial real estate, equipment financing, operating lines of credit, agricultural loans, and more. At CNB, decisions are made locally, and we are just a call or visit away. You can also contact us online at cnbb.bank. We can evaluate your financial picture and tailor a credit solution that fits your needs. County National Bank, where your story matters.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame here, 95.9 The Power Cow, as well as 92.1 WCSR out of Hillsdale. For our Hillsdale listeners, you'll know we're brought to you by Barrett Insurance, Baxter Lawn and Snow, Becker and Scrivens Concrete Products, Car Automotive Group, Concord Community Schools, and Country Carpets. Brian, let's get the starting lineups.
Okay, well, before I even get to the starters for Reading, interesting lineup for Reading as far as we talk about four active seniors. Then there's seven underclassmen, Steve. So it's just a unique blend of experience and youth. As far as the starting lineup goes, one youth in there, and that's Leah Headley as the sophomore. Then we have four active seniors, including Maggie Santour, Jenna Lundau, Aubrey Irvins, and Abby Affholter.
All right. How about for the Yellow Jackets on their home court tonight?
Well, for the Yellow Jackets, we're going to find a pair of sisters out there, number two and three, the Stymer sisters. That's Haley and Hannah. Hannah being a senior, Haley a sophomore. We have junior C.C. Barrett, sophomore Brady Lehman, and senior Grace Torres.
All right. Yeah. We mentioned Grace Torres, kind of a three-headed monster, we feel like, for Concord when it comes to the scoring. You see that with Torres, Lehman, and C.C. Barrett. And for Reading, it's all about Aubrey Irvins. Now, the coach said they fully anticipate Concord being all over her, so look for Santour and Affholter to maybe be able to capitalize on a little extra, a little softer defense, a chance to score some extra points.
I think the coach even had a little bit of a gut feeling tonight that maybe we'd be saying Santour quite a bit tonight. So we'll see if that holds true.
All right. Well, the warm-ups are just about done. The players over at their respective benches getting some last-minute instruction, lining up for the anthem here at Concord High School. Concord Community Schools, one of our sponsors on both channels today that are airing the game. And thank you to Concord Community Schools. Will be our first quarter sponsor coming up on the pregame for the Hillsdale Dairy Queen. Check out the Mint Oreo Cookie Blizzard. Every bite's a victory at DQ. And we'll be back in 3 minutes with the tip-off on 95.9 The Power Cow and 92.1 WCSR.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704 for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ilya Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Bailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Bailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company. Inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes of the pregame here, and we are getting the starting lineups introduced on the floor. Concord High School, Reading, and Concord girls basketball D4 regional championship. The winner will move on to play on Tuesday, heading over to Battle Creek Harbor Creek to take on the winner of a game tonight between Byron Center Zion Christian and Climax Scott's. Scott's probably the favorite there at 19-5, but both teams pretty evenly matched, and they both had to go through a gauntlet. Concord gets here by winning just a couple. I think they ended up, by virtue of the size of the district, going right into the final, and they get the win over Jackson Christian, 56-23, and then last week a one-point exciting victory over Portland St. Patrick. Meanwhile, Reading, as I mentioned, Hillsdale Academy, 41-39, handing Pittsford their only loss of the year at 29-23, and then Mendon, 44-20, domination there for Reading to get to this game tonight.
Well, if this game is anywhere close to as good as the national anthem was by Jeff Brigham, how about that one?
You know, you got Brigham's all over here holding records all over the board, and now singing the anthem beautifully, voice of an angel.
If there was a record for the just quality of national anthem, I'm sure we'd see Jeff Brigham up on the board.
Irvin's in the jump circle. Grace Thoras kind of towering over her there. We'll see if the athleticism can get it. Nope, Thoras taps it back, and Lehman will bring it over the timeline for the Yellow Jackets. She's working over to the right wing. Now to the top for Hannah Steimer. Now back to Lehman coming up to the top. So they went left wing for Haley Steimer. Now high post for Barrett to a jump. Jumper from the baseline from Steimer. That's Haley. Missed, but rebounded by Concord. Drive by Lehman. Floater in the lane is short and rebounded in the middle. Tough rebound down there for Reading. It's Abby Appalter getting it and drawing the foul. And we get one right away against Grace Thoras, the senior center here for Concord.
And Steve, Reading there playing kind of a zone, but with two players following Thoras wherever she went.
The inbound here to Reading, and Santour takes it in the backcourt. Pressed all the way, but gets it over the timeline without much problem. Right side for Irvins. Now down to the block for Affenholter. Left wing. It's Londo. Gives it up there. Aubrey, or excuse me, that was Headley. Everybody touching it here for Reading. Nice ball movement in the early going. Headley's got it again now on the left wing. Down to the corner for Londo. Skip pass out to the top, and a deep triple from Affalter is missed. Rebounded by Lehman. She looks up the floor for Concord. Gets it up to the left wing. CeCe Barrett back to Haley Steimer. Hannah Steimer, excuse me. Haley on the right wing now back to the top for Lehman. And, yeah, interesting zone defense here for Reading.
Kind of a little 3-2 with two just fouling Thoraz and the other three just guarding the perimeter.
And it looks like Concord not really anxious to shoot any of these threes. They are open. They'll get it out to Lehman, and she'll fire one. She shoots about 30% on the year from three. That's a miss, but an offensive rebound for Concord. That's two trips down, two offensive rebounds for the Yellow Jacket. And as CeCe Barrett makes a move into the paint, running one-hander is going to be a miss, but a foul against Reading, they'll call that on the floor. Still scoreless here, 6:26 to go first quarter. Concord ball from the baseline, Lehman to pass in.
I think we're going to have to see a Steimer knock down some of these corner threes, which might be open.
Inbound goes to Lehman on the baseline. She gets into the paint, skips it across, and there's a Steimer open three. No. Up high, rebound missed by Hannah Steimer, rebounded by Reading. Santur gets it to Irvins in the open floor. She hits a one-handed runner. No. Rebounded by Concord. Right back the other way. The Yellow Jackets. Good pace, but scoreless so far. 6:07 to play first quarter. Lehman drives, switches to the right hand for the floater and gets that one to fall. Brady Lehman with a bucket and a 2-0 lead for Concord. Yellow Jackets set up full court pressure on the inbound. Santur loses it and bounced it on the end line. Again, a little disheveled, uncertain there against the press. And a turnover created. Concord leads 2-0, gets the ball back. Lehman from their baseline. Right into the traffic for Thoraz. That's why they're triple team, and she catches and scores. 4-0 Concord.
See, Concord kind of wants to push pace a little bit here by picking him up.
Reading gets it to Irvins on the right wing. Barrett tracking her, and we're going to get a travel call out at the top. In the defense in the face, making Reading a little uncomfortable out of the gate. They'll get a little more comfortable with it, but by then they're already down 4-0. We have 5.5 still to play in the first quarter. High scoring, I think, favors Concord in this case. Lehman skips into the corner. Steimer pump fakes a three, doesn't take it. Handed to Haley, now into the paint. CeCe Barrett's runner is no good. Rebounded by Santur, and she looks to run. Takes it over the timeline and holds it down. No numbers for Reading. Santur's got it moving across the top. Now back to the elbow. Picks up the dribble, has to back it out to Irvins. One step inside the arc for the jumper is short. Rebounded again by Brady Lehman. Catches and looking up the floor as she runs it up. At the top, now crosses into the lane. Gets down deep, floater short. Rebounded Reading. Londo gets it. She'll dribble it up. Rangers ball, left side Santur. She dribbles across the top. Still scoreless for Reading, 4-0. Concord in front. First quarter brought to you by Concord Community Schools. Another jumper for Irvins is missed. Offensive rebound putback. Affolter has it blocked. Running the break now. CeCe Barrett takes it all the way in and tries to sidestep the defender. Going to draw a foul. That's going to go against Jenna Londo. And that'll be two free throws for Barrett.
Two free throws for Barrett and second foul on Jenna Londo. Yeah, Steve, so now we've seen Barrett and Lehman be able to get to the basket. And with that little 3-2 zone, there are going to be some driving holes there. So if they just move the ball fairly quickly and get to the basket. We've seen Lehman get to the basket a couple times already pretty easily, just not getting them to fall yet.
4:34 to play. Missed the free throw, 4-0. Concord leads and gets a second. So a 5-0 lead for Concord Community Schools. Our first quarter sponsor, Small School. Big opportunities at Concord. Coming over the timeline is Reading, trailing 5-0, and working against some pressure. Headley gives it up to Irvins into the elbow, now backs it into the corner and drive from there into the paint. Forced it up a little high off the glass. Alina Monahan into the game, replacing Londo, who went out with two fouls. Into the paint, Santur in some traffic, and we'll get a foul on the floor. And that's going to go against Concord. We'll see who they get for it. Haley Steimer on the foul there.
Boy, if Reading has a good out-of-bounds play, now's the time for it. They need to get something to drop in as we're about halfway through with no points.
Into Irvins and tracked by Barrett the whole time. Now a switch. Irvins on Lehman. A little mismatch maybe size-wise. Monahan backs it in, backs it back out to Santur outside the arc. Working, spins against the defense into the air, in the lane, missed. Rebound, Affolter. Her putback, no good. Rebounded by Thoraz. Now here comes Concord. Two tries for Reading, still scoreless with 3:47 to go in the first quarter. Left wing three-pointer is up, and rattles in. Hannah Steimer knocks it down. And if they make a couple of those, that'll get Reading. They'll have to change their defense because they're giving up that three willingly. And Steimer knocks it down. 8-0 Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, they're definitely looking to take Thoraz out of this game.
Santur behind the back dribble into the paint. Skips it out to Monahan on the wing. She loses the dribble. Irvins picks up the loose ball. She drives. Drops it down to Affolter. Affolter tried to pass out of the lane. Has it stolen. Lehman running out ahead of everyone. She puts the pressure right into the paint. Tough angle, and she goes to the floor after missing. Rebounded by Santur. Briefly, Reading had numbers, but they can't capitalize. They'll have to slow it down into the half court. Set Monahan on the right wing. Drives from there. Picks up the dribble. Skips it back to the wing. Pass nearly out of bounds. They will say she stepped out of bounds. A little out of control there for Monahan. And a tough catch for Leah Headley. Reading turns it over, trailing 8-0. 30-second timeout from the Reading bench. We'll take a 30-second breather as well. 2:57 to play, 8-0 Concord on 95.9 The Power Cow and 92.1 WCSR.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored. Whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift, Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at Concord High School, where the Yellow Jackets are out to an 8-0 lead, and they have the ball after the timeout. Bucked Up Energy, one of our sponsors, had the Miami flavor today. It was excellent. No calories, no sugar, no artificial colors. Lehman gets double teamed, drops it off for CeCe Barrett for a triple. She misses it. Rebound grabbed by Affolter. Gets the outlet to Irvins, and we're going to get Hannah Steimer with a reach in.
It's three fouls on Concord now. Two Steimers and Thoraz.
Yeah, and if you're reading, you're hoping maybe we can get into the bonus here and get some free throws because so far scoreless. Just 2:41 to play in the first quarter.
Reading just got away with a travel there, too.
Irvins has it, but pressured tight by Barrett. Gets a screen. Irvins missed the chance. She rubbed the defender up. Was open for a moment. Now backing in is Headley. Tries to skip it to Monahan. Nearly picked off. Monahan recovers the loose ball. Crosses at the top. Hands off to Santur there. 2:18 to play first quarter. Santur spins. Working against Steimer. That's Hannah, I think. Santur gets a step and gets the floater to fall, and it's 8-2, first bucket of the game for Reading. 2:05 to play.
Reading needed that one because, boy, it was a combination of nerves, poor shooting, and turnovers, and that's a bad recipe.
I like Santur's game. She's got pretty good handles. Good job of keeping the defender on her back. There's a good pass into the lane for Barrett. Passes out of there. Steimer open for the jump shot. Missed. And I got to tell you, it's still tough for me to tell Haley and Hannah apart. So we'll get you who missed that one. Irrelevant here, 97 seconds to play. Reading a chance to go on a run. And on the pass to Santur, goes off her leg into the backcourt. That'll be a backcourt violation, and it'll be Concord ball.
Yeah, it's funny you throw the Steimer sisters in there with Barrett, and you just see a lot of brunette ponytails.
So. Yeah.
Covering the numbers.
Inbound goes into the backcourt. Barrett catches. Now dribbles over to the wing. Skip pass. She's got a Steimer open. Missed the shot. That one was Hannah. Rebounded by Reading. Irvins dribbling up the floor for the Rangers. Minute 20 in the first. 8-2. Concord leading. Irvins makes a drive. Well defended by Barrett. Made the shot tough. We are getting a foul, and I think that is going to go against CeCe, and that'll send Irvins to the free throw line.
That'll just another Yellow Jacket with one foul, and as you mentioned, now in the bonus, but only for a minute 15.
Oh, that's, I don't think that is the bonus. That's just number four.
Yeah, the next one I'm talking.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep. Irvins rattles that one in.
Hamilton checking for the Rangers. Back for Concord, number 20, Grady Lehman.
You know, it's funny, if you're reading right now, you feel like nothing's gone well, especially offensively. But you look up at the scorecard, and with that made free throw from Irvin, you're just down 4 points.
Yeah, she shoots 82% from the line. Easy to see why. Minute 11 to play, 8-4 our score here. Concord in front, but they've seen their lead shrink by half. Haley Steimer back to the top. Lehman, left side. Hannah Steimer goes baseline, stops, backs out to Lehman. She'll take a couple dribbles in, feed it back into the corner for Steimer. Skip pass to Hannah. Mishandles the pass, but recovers, drives in, skips it out. Open triple. Got it. Hannah Steimer with a couple triples here in this one. 11-4. Concord ends the scoring run by Reading. 42 seconds, and Irvin's has it. Lehman picking her up at the elbow. Irvin's into the paint. Kind of a pump move, step through, and a tough shot off the high glass falls. Irvin's starting to get in rhythm. 11-6.
Guess that's how you
seconds.
Get to 1,000 touch like that.
Yeah, that was a tough make. Well defended by Lehman, but Irvin's willed it to go in. Sheer tyranny of will, Brian. 3-point shot from the corner for Steimer. Missed that one. Rebounded by Santur. 9 seconds left, and she has to get that dribble recovered in the backcourt. Dangerously close to a 10-second call. Gets it to Headley. Fires a three. That goes off back rim. Rebounded by Concord, and the timer ends the first quarter. 11-6, Yellow Jackets lead. Reading showing some life, though. Let's take a 60-second commercial break, and we'll be back with the second quarter on 95.9 The Power Cow at 92.1 WCSR.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the backseat. Mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Well, Brian Haynes, 8 minutes on the clock in. Thank you to Concord Community Schools. Small school, big opportunities. Our first quarter sponsor. They'll be back around in the second half. Down to the block, Affalter making a move, and a nice jump hook. Couldn't get it to Foss. She's got to hustle back on defense. Concord with a rebound. 7:43 to play in the half, and 11-6 lead for the Yellow Jackets. Lehman out on the floor. Getting a screen, gets into the paint, skips into the corner, open look for three. Nailed it! Another triple for Hannah Steimer, and it pushes the lead out to 14-6. Back to an 8-point lead.
I saw Steimer in warm-ups practicing those, and she must have known she was going to get a lot of open looks.
Appalter at the top drops it down to Irvin's in a triple team. We'll get a tie-up down there. Jump ball arrow is going to go Concord's way. That counts as a stop. Irvin started to get some scoring opened up there in the first quarter. They'll need her to continue that if they want to come back from this deficit. 7:13 to play. And a 14-6 lead for Concord with the ball. Lehman dribbles up the floor for the Yellow Jackets. Gets a screen, goes to the right side, now drives down the lane into the corner again for Steimer. She can't catch that one. Skips it across CeCe Barrett from the wing. Haley Steimer drives. Off the glass, short. Affolter rebounds for the Rangers. Irvin's in the backcourt now. 14-6, they trail. Irvin's brings it over the timeline of the big Yellow Jacket logo. Gets a screen there. She drives down against Torres, and that's partially blocked. Torres went up straight. Concord with a loose ball. Lehman ahead of everyone gets the layup drill. And there's a cherry pick layup for Lehman. She saw the play happen and took off. It's heads up. 16-6, 10-point lead, largest of the game for the Yellow Jackets. Irvin's gets the double team. Gives it up to Londo, and then passing down. It's knocked away, and Lehman back the other way again. Another layup for Brady Lehman, and it's an 18-6 lead. 12 points to get a timeout from the Reading bench. 6:16 to play in the half, and a 12-point lead, large to the game for Concord. Full timeout. We're back in 60 seconds on the Power Cow and 92.1 WCSR.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Jenna Londo bringing up the floor for the Reading Rangers. Appholter now has it on the wing. Gives it back to Londo. Screen and roll. Not open. Swinging left side for Irvins, and Barrett was in the passing lane near steal. It's going to go out of bounds and stay Reading ball. Good defense all game so far. CeCe Barrett on Irvins, though.
I think that's a good move, too, by Coach Bailey, getting Londo back in there. I know she has two, but, boy, you see a run like that from Concord, you just kind of have to roll the dice.
Inbound there, looking for Appholter, and it's knocked away in the last touch Reading, so it'll be Concord ball. 5:54 to play, first half, 18-6, Concord leads. Inbound goes to Lehman in the backcourt. She'll take it over the timeline, working up on the left side. Now back to the middle by that volleyball 10-foot line. Now penetrates into the lane. Passes back out. Left side Barrett's going to look to drive. Spins into the lane. Nice floater, and it doesn't fall. Got a good look at it. Miss. Gets her own rebound, though. Putback is short. Third chance. Short. Fourth chance. Thorez gets it and puts it in. Grace Thorez with the bucket, and it's 20-6 Concord.
You can guard Thorez with two people, but you can't keep her off the boards.
Concord's been good on the offensive glass a lot tonight. Londo backing her way in, gives it up to Santour, and she's going to get in the lane. Gets a shot up, partially blocked it looked like, but we're going to get a foul call. That's going to go against Haley Steimer, her second, and that sends Santour to the free throw line.
If you're Reading in Santour right now, it already feels, even at the 5:15 mark of the second quarter, feels like free throws are kind of must-makes.
And that is not a make. On the season, Santour, 57% free throw shooter.
So she's going to make
probably going to make those. 5:15 to go in the half, 20-6. Concord lead. Reading missed it. And in the rebound, eventually pulled out of there by Brady Lehman. She goes right up the floor. Looking for somewhere to pass. Moves her way back to the middle of the floor. Now all the way over to the left wing deep. Gets a screen at the top and able to do a little screen and roll down to Thorez. Triple team, and she's stuck in there. Loses it for a moment, scoops it out, saves it away, and keeps the possession for Concord. Lehman will reset, let Thorez get back to her feet and go back into the post. They drop it down to Barrett on the baseline. She backs it out behind the arc. And again, double teaming Thorez on the block. In the game for Concord now, also Avery Arbuckle. Shot goes up, another three for Steimer. Good box out on the perimeter to keep her from getting her own long rebound. Now Irvins in the open court. Gets in, sidesteps Lehman for a bucket. Irvins with six, 4:24 to play in the half, and it's 20-8 Concord.
Another nice little lefty drive from Irvins.
Lehman getting a step, now backs it out. Hannah Steimer thought about the triple, now puts it on the deck, drives, and goes high glass. Hannah Steimer showing out the offensive game, 22-8 now, and Barrett steals the inbound pass. A little too casual on the pass. Barrett with a shot is going to miss, but draws a foul. Free throws coming for CeCe Barrett. 4:03 to play, and it's 22-8, sending her to the stripe. Just kind of standing there guarding the ball and just got her hand in the passing lane, knocked it down, and was able to grab the loose ball.
Yeah, and I've really been impressed with Steimer so far tonight.
The elder Steimer, Hannah,
yeah,
the senior.
How many she averages.
Uh, Barrett splits the pair at the free throw line. Irvins has to give it up to Santor. She stops at the wing, now passes it up, gets it back. Santor re-spacing the offense, now works to the left side, back to the basket at the high post, gets a screen, thought about the shot. Then Torres came and got in the lane and blocked it, and the jump ball arrow is going to stay with the Reading Rangers.
Steve, real quick, back to Steimer. She averages 8 a game. She's already at 11, and we're at the 3:45 mark of the second quarter, but she's just taking good shots and pump fake, showing everything off.
Irvin's got an open look at a triple and has a good-looking shot but missed it. Steimer catches the pass on the wing, now backs it out to Barrett. Swings it around left side. Arbuckle mishandles the catch, and Reading will get the turnover. 23-8, they trail 3:28. Look at Lehman with the steal back. Driving to the basket, has it blocked, but a foul call going to go against Reading. That's Leah Headley committing the foul, and Brady Lehman will go to the free throw line.
Brady Lehman, shooting two.
It's Lehman's first trip to the line tonight.
68% free throw shooter on the year. 3:25 to play, and that one up high and catches the rim and rolls in. Shooter's roll for Brady.
Little Joe Dumars arc from the line right there.
No doubt about that. Jonesville Lumber, June's Place Thrift Shop, Kelly's Furniture Store, Liberty Propane on the game tonight for you down in Hillsdale listening. Missed free throw, split the pair, 24-8, Concord's lead, 3:20 to play. Santor making a drive, running one-hander, no good. Rebounded Lehman, she looks to run. No numbers, but she's going to push it anyway. Gives it up to Barrett, steps inside of the defense. Tough angle there, gets one to go over the rim, and a 26-8 Concord lead. 3:04 to play, still first half. Points have been tough to come by for Reading. And what did you say in the pregame, Brian? First to 36. Right now, in the driver's seat on that, Concord. Nice cut by Headley. Gets open, but good recovery by Hannah Steimer to defend. And so she misses the shot, rebounded by Concord. On the run out, Steimer open for three for a moment. Gives it to Lehman at the top. Now right wing for Maya Barrett into the game for the Concord Yellow Jackets now. And CeCe Barrett backing it out. 2:28, and she's going to respace the team. A little man-to-man here, it looks like, now for Reading. With Thorez out of the game.
Yeah, that's Avery Arbuckle in.
She's down there trying to post up on Effalter. Barrett goes away from the pressure, gives it up to Lehman. Lehman working to the left side. Hands it off there, Hannah Steimer. Now she dribbles back out to the deep wing. Works across the middle to the right side. Swings it back left for Lehman. It's almost like Concord playing four corners.
Yeah, and why not, right? You're up almost 20 points, and Reading's showing a hard time scoring.
And, yeah, running down under 2 minutes. Now Lehman penetrates. Nice dribble move past the bigger defender down low. Missed the shot, but a nice move. Rebounded. Santor looks to run. Now she'll slow it down. She gets some. Nobody comes out to stop the ball. Santor gets into the lane, puts a shot up, and gets it to go.
That bucket caused no Thorez in the middle to scare that.
It's going to get us a timeout from the Concord bench. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take 30 seconds as well. 1:27 to play in the first half, 26-10 Concord, and 95.9 the Power Cow and 92.1 WCSR.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 1:27 to play first half. And getting ready for our halftime coverage brought to you by Grass Lake Community Schools, your destination district in Jackson County. Concord ball out of the timeout. Thora is back on the floor, out of the corner, gives it up to Lehman. Now down to the block, her one-on-one with Appolter. Now the triple team comes. Thoris has it knocked away, but gathers it and gets the shot up off the backboard. Tough angle, but gets it to fall in 28-10.
6 points for Thorez now.
Hadley over to Irvins. Irvins working against Barrett. Gets a step on her. Thoras comes over to challenge. Missed the shot, but a good move by Irvins. Rebounded by Concord. CC Barrett up the floor to Brady Lehman. Hesitates now. Drive. Skips it out. Looking for Hannah Steimer on the wing. And passes a little too high. And they'll give it back to Reading. 48.2 to play here for the Rangers, and Santor in the backcourt.
It was a great pass by Lehman if Steimer was 5'9", unfortunately about 5'3".
See, maybe if it was Thora standing out there.
Yeah, that'd been a great pass.
Santor from the wing, trying to get to Irvins, knocked away. Brady Lehman gets the loose ball, and on the runout, able to score the layup. 30-10, 20 points, largest lead of the game now for Concord with 27 seconds for Reading. Try to make something happen before the halftime. Santor looked to spot up for three. Now gives it to Hedley, who was off balance, still made the catch. And she gets it back. And Brady Lehman, who averages almost five steals a game, Brian. I guess we should have noted that in the pregame. Easy to see how she's in the passing lane. She's hassling ball handlers. And she turns those into quick points.
Yeah, she's the one on the floor that just looks faster than everybody else. And has that dog to her. You know, we talk about that. But, yeah, five steals, Steve, that's an incredible stat.
Basketball family over there at the Lehman household. Of course, Matt applied his craft over at Centerville. I can't remember where it is. Anyway, they're Cardinals, I know that. There's some nice ball movement there by Concord. Get it down to Arbuckle, gives up to Torres. Missed the shot, though. Rebounded by Reading. Irvins gives it up to Appalter and looking to pass it down into the corner and pass tough to catch and turned over by Reading. Anna Hamilton in the game and can't make the catch. 2.6 left for Concord till the halftime. Into Barrett, she'll fire on three-quarter court. Oh, offside backboard. It looked good for a moment. 30-10 though, Concord comfortably in front here at their home court. Regional championship on the line with Reading. And, 30-10. Shout out to some more of our Hillsdale businesses. Lone Ranger Cafe, Lynch Brothers Insurance, Razorback Outdoors, Reading Pizza Barn, Ryan and Bradshaw, Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, Eagle Funeral Home. Stay tuned on the post game. We'll name our Cottage Inn Pizza player of the game as well. Let's go ahead and take a three-minute break at the half, and I'll let Brian add up his totals. Concord leads it 30-10 here on 95.9 The Power Cow and 92.1 WCSR.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half. Our halftime coverage brought to you by Grass Lake Community Schools, your destination district in Jackson County. 30-10, Concord took control early, got out to an 8-0 run to get things started and never really looked back from there. Led the whole way, and this is their biggest lead of the game at 20. And how did we get to this point total, Brian?
Well, if you're asking me how they got to a 20-point lead, it was definitely defense, rebounding, and some, just truthfully, some poor shooting from Reading. Mm-hmm. But as far as point total, which is, I think, what you're asking, we had Maggie Santour with 4 and Aubrey Irvins with 6. And good. There you go.
Just here's two scores in total for Reading in the first half. Meanwhile, Concord shared it around a little bit more.
Yeah, they did. Grace Torres, who Reading did a good job in trying to deny her, still got 6 points in the half. Brady Lehman with 9, C.C. Barrett with 4, and Hannah Steimer, who we said early, you know, she was going to get her open looks the way that Reading D was up, and she took advantage of them with 3 triples and a deuce, so leading the way with 11. So Hannah Steimer has outscored the Reading team by 1 on her own.
Yeah, and I don't see any reason to think she wouldn't get some more looks. They may have to come out and press a little bit, or at least trap or something, be a little more aggressive, so you won't be able to maybe play that zone where you try to keep Torres in check. But, gosh, Steimer could have really shot it 4 or 5 more times, and she was at least being reasonable with the good shots. And we were talking during the break, Brian, that a 20-point lead when your opponent only has 10, we were saying in the pregame you thought maybe the race was to 36, but as long as they continue to play defense like they did, Concord wouldn't really even have to score another point here, because it's going to be tough for Reading to get 20 in this second half if Concord defends as well as they did.
Yeah, unless Reading somehow gets a little hot, and at the moment nothing's really shown us that that's going to happen.
Yeah,
somebody other than Santour and Irvins is going to have to knock down a couple shots.
It seems like Londo is capable, so we'll kind of watch for Jenna Londo. And the good news is she went out early with a couple fouls, didn't get another one, I don't think, Brian, when she came back in. So that's good news at least. But that seems to be the three-headed monster that they're going to need. And I think they'd love to go down to Abby Appolter on the block, but that's really only a good matchup if Torres is out of the game, or if you get her caught up in a switch, because one-on-one, that's a stalemate. Those are two bigs down low that are really, no one can push each other around. No one's given any ground. And so that's, I like that matchup if we get to see more of it in the second half. But even if that plays to a tie, you still are stuck where you are, 20 points down in a halftime of a game where you only have 10. We always say that it's hard to come back when you're trailing by more than you've scored already.
Yeah.
So Reading's going to have to come out with a plan. I guess, what would you say? Try to get it to 10 by the end of the third?
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, you know, we have two fan bases kind of listening. There could be Reading or Concord. So I'll give the good news or bad news. Bad news if you're Reading, you know, we looking at their athletes, a lot of strong girls, but, you know, it doesn't appear like they're going to necessarily be a pressing team, and especially against this Concord team who's got some fast, you know, smaller, quicker girls. So
yeah.
Trying to get it to 10 is going to be the thing, I guess. You know, I'll give Coach Bailey some credit. His game plan was to keep Torres you know, double team her and make somebody else shoot and beat you. You know, maybe you do just come stay with the same game plan and say, all right, Steimer, can you do it again? You had one good half. Can you have two? It's a girl that averages 8 points on the year. Can she pour in 22 or 23?
Yeah.
I guess that's where you hope, give her shots, hope she's missing.
Try to get some turnover results. Right, you definitely have to get on the boards because Concord did have a number of offensive rebounds in the first half as well. I think it's possible, but it's going to take a very Herculean effort here in the second half and a lot fewer miscues in this half for Reading to come all the way back.
Yeah, they just don't look like they want to be real comfortable getting out and running. And if you're doing a half court thing against Concord, their guards are playing great D, and then if they get by them, you have Torres there blocking the middle. So it's just tough to score against this Concord team in a half court situation.
Let's take another 2-minute break. When we come back, second half on 95.9 The Power Cow and 92.1 WCSR.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISD. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
At County National Bank, we believe in the power of personalized service. Whether you're saving for a rainy day or planning a major purchase, we offer a range of deposit accounts and loans tailored to your needs. Our dedicated retail banking team is committed to providing exceptional service, helping you navigate your financial journey with confidence. With convenient in-person branch locations and digital banking options, managing your finances at CNB has never been simpler.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We're ready for the second half here. Concord leads at 30-10. They get the inbound in the backcourt, and right away you can see Headley trying to pressure Lehman in the backcourt. She gets that screen at the top they've been using all game. Right side for Hannah Steimer. Back out to Brady Lehman. Swings it left side for CeCe Barrett. She dribbles around to the top, and now all the way over to the right wing. Swings it back left side for Lehman. Down to the block for Torres. Backs it out to Steimer, now back down to Torres. Well defended down there by Appalter, but she's going to get called for the foul, and that'll send Torres to the free throw line early here in the second half.
Steve, we always are looking for halftime adjustments. That time Reading came out, did not double-team Torres, just left Afhoffler guarded on her own. Torres did a good job there, too, of catching it, giving it back, and then reposting and getting in better, deeper position.
Yeah. Torres makes the free throw. Hey, stay tuned to the postgame show. We'll award the Cottage Inn Pizza player of the game. And Torres gets them both. 32-10. 7:36 to go. We're in the third quarter. Just underway here. Third quarter is brought to you by Concord Community Schools. Small school, big opportunities. That's Santour out by the jump circle. Left side now for Irvins. Gets a screen. Gets in the lane. Crosses over. Goes to that left side where she's comfortable. Nice kiss off the window for Irvins. And a nice start for her to get the second half going. They got to get stops now. Lehman working over to the right wing. Now dropping down to the block for Torres. Double team comes. She dribbles off the Reading player's foot. That was Irvins. Now back it out. Haley Steimer. Swings it around in the corner for Lehman, getting back down to Torres. Gets Affolter. Got a little deep on that baseline. Affolter able to defend. Rebounded by Reading. Santour brings it over the timeline. Looks to penetrate. Gets the runner to go. Going backboard, left it short. And rebounded by Concord.
It's a good look, though, by Santour.
Yeah, you got to take as many of those looks as you can get when you're down by 20. 6:35 to play in the third. Lehman gets a driving lane. Takes it all the way in. And Affolter so concerned about Torres that she didn't step over and stop the penetration, and it's a layup for Brady Lehman. 11 points for her. Six rebounds,
boards.
Four assists, four steals.
Yeah, it's a pretty solid game so far for Lehman.
Irvins gets a look at it from the top of the key. Missed the triple, rebounded by Lehman, making seven boards, and she's on the run again. 1-on-4 break, gives it back out to Barrett for a triple. CeCe leaves it short. Rebounded, though, Hannah Steimer in the paint, leaves her short. Affolter finally clears it out, looking to run. And she gives it up to Londo, and she'll slow it down. Yeah, Reading's going to have to take advantage or at least look for more running opportunities. They've been really deliberate, Brian, as Londo drops down to the block. Gets a shot up, missed it, but will draw the foul on Steimer. But Reading is, I'd say, about six or seven times where they've taken off looking to run and then slow it down. They're going to have to push tempo, I think, a little bit and get maybe find some layups out of the fast breaks.
You know, you and I obviously haven't seen them this year, but they just look like a team not really comfortable looking to push and transition. And, hey, sometimes that's – you got to play the cards you're dealt with, right?
Right, exactly. And sometimes that works. That gets – that you beat unbeaten Pittsford 29-26 or whatever in a game like that. But we're already at 34 here for Concord and a split pair at the line for Londo. And Lehman with the ball. Double team coming for her. She goes away to Barrett. Into a triple team in the paint. Now Steimer open for three. Got it. Hannah Steimer with a third triple of the game and a 5.5 to go in the third quarter, 37-13.
And throwing an additional assist on for Brady Lehman.
She's a season record holder, chasing Kelly Murdoch's career record, and only as a sophomore here. She's going to threaten it by early next year. Now the steal record, probably hers if she wants it too. Picks the pocket out at the top and a layup for Brady Lehman and a timeout from the Reading bench, 39-13. 5:07 to play in the third. Full timeout. We'll take a one-minute break here on 95.9 The Power Cow and on 92.1 WCSR.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Reading ball in the backcourt. Concord actually pressuring a little full court. Santour breaks the press, gets into the backcourt, and now looking to move to the wing. Dribbles across into the elbow, left side for Irvins. Had to make a tough catch with Barrett in the passing lane. Barrett's been defending Irvins pretty well all game. Irvins into the free throw area. Backs it back out to Affolter beyond the arc. She screens for Irvins, now drives. One-handed lefty runner is missed, but draws a foul, and that'll be free throws for Irvins, where she does shoot about 82% from the stripe. 39-13, Reading trails here, though, with 4:44 to play in our third quarter of action.
That was kind of a nickel-dimer there, too.
Yeah. Irvins hits from the charity stripe. Arbuckle's going to come in to spell Torres for a moment. Santour will go to the bench too for a breather. That'll get Monahan back in for Reading. Irvin's second free throw also good, 39-15. We have 4:44 on the clock. Ticking down now as Brady Lehman comes across midcourt. Crosses left side. Now works all the way over to the right side. Double team comes out there, kind of switching on that zone, and Lehman's been able to take advantage of that, sometimes penetrating. Right now, high post Barrett comes out to Hannah Steimer, and out of the baseline for Lehman, skips it across to Haley Steimer, and there's a steal by Monahan. Fast break opportunity for Reading, and Steimer chased it down and knocked it away. Loose ball, tie up. Jump ball arrow is going to stay with Reading.
Man, that was great hustle by Monahan. She just dove on the floor. It looked like she kind of took one in the coconut, too. But
yeah, there was a little dust up there as they went for the loose ball. Londo passes into Affolter. Now back out to Irvin. Londo coming off the screen. Was open for a moment, but couldn't get the three-point shot up into the elbow. Skips it across to Monahan on the left wing. Monahan dribbling across the top. And Steimer reaches in, knocks it away loose. Keep it from going backcourt, a dive, and now down to Steimer, gives it up to Lehman, and too strong. Battling for her own rebound, Irvins and Lehman will tie it up, and the jump ball will stay with Concord this time.
Man, and here, if you're Reading, this is where you need to get quick stops and get down there and take advantage of no Thoras clogging up the middle.
Yeah. Lehman passing in from the baseline, looking around, pass it in deep to CeCe Barrett. Barrett down to the block for Arbuckle, skips it out. Extra pass in the corner. Lehman will drive baseline. Has it blocked by Appolter. Gets the loose ball, though. Barrett hangs on. Hannah Steimer from the wing. Makes a move to the baseline. Now back out to Barrett on the right wing. Barrett to the post. Arbuckle doubled. Irvins gets it tied up, and we'll get a foul call against Reading on that one. And that'll go against they got on Irvins. Just her first foul. 3:33 to play, though, here in the third. 39-15 Concord. Comfortably in front. Lehman inbounds. Hannah Steimer for another three. That one long. Rebounded by Irvins. Irvins to dribble up the floor. Working to the right side. Now behind the back. Dribble on. Picked. CeCe Barrett one-on-one down the floor. Finishes with the left hand at the basket. Irvins didn't really have a chance to get at the ball. Nice move, Barrett. And 41-15 now.
Concord in control. Athlete. She's an athlete. I bet she runs track. I'll have to check that out.
There's Londo making a move to the basket. Oh, I had a good look at it. Left it short. Monahan offensive rebound on the outlet, though. Barrett again with a steal. Running the break. Two on one. She has Lehman. Doesn't give it to her. Takes it in strong. Missed it, though. Rebounded by Irvins. Now she looks to run. Numbers for Reading the other way, though. Lehman coming back to catch up. Irvins puts a shot up with that left hand. That shot she likes from the left side, but she missed it. And out of bounds off of Reading. Santora and Thoras will both check back in for their respective squads. And we'll get Haley Steimer to the bench. And that'll also get Headley out of the game.
So Coach Parker's probably happy about that. He was able to get Thoras out for a couple-minute breather, and the lead really didn't change any.
So, if anything, it got bigger.
Yeah, 41-15. 2:46 to go in the third.
Third quarter brought to you by Concord Community School. Small school, big opportunities. Brady Lehman near the Hornet logo there, or Yellow Jacket logo, excuse me. I'm thinking of New Lothrop, waiting to get a score update from that game. Lehman for three. That's going to go side rim. Rebound goes long. Londo chases it down for Reading. Puts it on the deck. Up to the top of the key. Right wing now for Santor. She's going to drive in from there. Back to the basket. Spins. Shot up. Thoras blocks. Loose ball recovered by Santor. Drops it down to Affolter. She loses it briefly. Gets it back. Londo for three. No. Heel rebound goes out long. And look at Appalter's effort. Gets that rebound. Ties it up. Jump arrow is going to stay with Reading, though. Loving the effort there by Appalter.
You know, a lot of fans mad at that. I guess they wanted a foul, but I thought that was a good call by the official.
That seemed like it was just a tie.
Officials have done another good job tonight.
Inbound to Santor. Scoops it to Irvins from the corner. She's going to get all the way into the paint. Tries to switch to the left hand. Barrett and Thoras are there. I think we're going to get Barrett on the call. Two free throws coming for Irvins. No, are they staying on the floor?
Yeah, I guess. Yep. And they said on CeCe Barrett. That's her third. I'm not sure any of the three fouls she has right now were ones I necessarily agreed with.
I think if there was a foul, that was her on that play. Backed up to Santor going left side for Londo. She drives baseline, gets a step, gets in deep, double team. Nice pass out to Affolter. Left it short, though. Thoras rebounds. And Affolter forced it to get out of there without getting another foul call. There's a drive by Barrett. Now gives it into the corner for Lehman. She drops it down to Thoras on the block. Affolter defending. Fouls, and Thoras powers it up. I thought Affolter was trying to foul on there. She got it right on the arm. Torres powered it up and got the shot to go with 43-35. Our score now, minute 36 to play in the third quarter. And Reading's opportunities are getting few at this point.
Yeah. Torres with 10 points, looking to make it 11. She's perfect 2-for-2 from the stripe tonight.
Yeah, Torres a nice player for Concord. Does a lot of things right.
And I think a lot of that is just defensively. She is just a force in the middle.
Yeah. Irvin's from the top left side. Santur looks to drive. She gets into the paint, picks it up. Now has to cut her. Is Lando. She's triple teamed. Back out to Santur. She fires for three. No. Long rebound grabbed by Lehman. And she, of course, looks to run. One on three break for Brady Lehman. She'll back it out now. Sets up the offense into the corner. There's the younger Barrett, and she makes a move baseline. It goes out of bounds off of Reading. I say the younger Barrett, that is Maya Barrett, freshman, getting some minutes here in the regional championship game at Concord. Yellow Jackets comfortably in front now, would look to move on to a game Tuesday at Battle Creek Harper Creek High School. Left side Arbuckle skips across to Haley Steimer. Now at the top for Lehman, trying to beat Doris, who's blanketed in the paint. They deflect it away to her. That's, oh man, looking for Arbuckle down to the block. Reading knocks it away, goes right to Torres for a layup. 45-15, largest lead of the game for Concord at 30 with 40 seconds to play in the third quarter.
If it was hockey, there'd been two assists.
Santur gets one out to the wing, and a shot goes up. It's missed. Long rebound goes out off of Concord. Reading will keep it. That was Anna Hamilton with the shot and the miss. 32.2 seconds left in the third. 45-15. Irvin's the inbound from the sideline. Gets it into Londo in the corner. She looks to penetrate. Gets into the lane. Blocked again by Torres. Torres right there. Anytime you drive, if you're Reading, there's Torres. Gets another block on the play and pulls the loose ball in. 20 seconds and Concord's got it, and they'll hold it for one.
Some of the Reading players are acting like Torres is invisible. They're just shooting like she's not there, but she is there.
And what she's doing is kind of blocking the shot, but trying not, you know, not following through, getting contact, getting foul calls. Just a smart player down there, and good length, plays big and strong, and helping to lead Concord to a comfortable lead with 6.6 to play. Going to foul on that one against Reading is going to go on Mackenzie Penza in the game. Missed shot, and on the rebound, Maya Barrett steps on the baseline and will give it back to Reading. Concord set up full court press here with 2.5 seconds left. Maybe just keep them from getting anything up here in the third. They get it into Santur. Minute, 1 second. She doesn't put a shot up, and so with 8 minutes to play in this game, 45-15 is the Concord lead. We'll take a 30-second break here as we head toward the fourth quarter. A 95.9 the Power Cow at 92.1 WCSR.
Need plastics? Auro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Auro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at auro.com/plastics.
To high school basketball on 95.9 the Power Cow.
Got an update for you from Springport High School, where Lumen Christie is trailing New Lothrop in Division 3, 22-17.
Yeah, that kind of surprises me. We kind of thought, watching that game the other night, that Lumen might be able to run them a little bit. That's a low-scoring game. 22-17.
Thank you to our WCSR listeners down in Hillsdale. We're brought to you by Tri-State Online Auctions, Dubois Trucking and Excavating, Griffiths Mechanical. Our post-game coverage for Griffiths Mechanical coming up, too, in this one as Brady Lehman dribbles over the timeline for Concord. Ream Award winner Griffiths Mechanical, your local heating and cooling specialist, working with Hillsdale College, several local community schools, and offering residential service. They're just a call away, 517-849-2632. Griffiths Mechanical, your comfort is their top priority. They get it down to the block for Torres and knocked away out of bounds. Last touch Concord. Reading trailing by 30 here in a game where they've only scored 15. Tough to make that comeback, Brian. You just want it right now. You want to just make a little run. Santur drives in deep. The reverse layup. Another block for Thoras. She moves so well down there. Footwork and getting the right spot to get that block.
Again, just shooting right into her hand.
Brady Lehman on the backcourt gives it to Hannah Steimer. Back to Lehman. Floats it into CeCe Barrett. Double team spins away out to Steimer. She fires a three short. I missed everything. Out of bounds. Reading basketball.
You know, watching Brady Lehman, too, she's just under control. She's definitely the calming presence. It's like she's the one getting everybody, and just a sophomore.
Yeah, doesn't look uncomfortable. I've been hearing about Brady. I know Matt Lehman a little bit, and I really think his daughter Lindsay was a stellar athlete. His son Brett also. I imagine Lindsay still has a few sprinting records here, and she was a fantastic volleyball, basketball player here. And I would tell Matt, it was fun to watch Lindsay play. She's really good. And they would go, wait till you see Brady. She might be the best of them all. And that was when she was just a tyke. So here she is living up to what they had set for her. She looks like that kind of a player that in her sophomore year, a leader here for another couple years at Concord. Inbound Santori gets a step, drives back to the basket, spins. Stuck, gives it up to Londo on the drive, and there's a finish. It gets a rough roll, comes off the rim and rebounded by Lehman. Who else? She'll slow it down in the half court. High post for Barrett. Tough pass, tough catch for Barrett. Gets out to Lehman, left side now. Haley Steimer back to the top for Lehman. Into the elbow, back cut. Oh, thought she had Hannah Steimer going baseline. She'll dribble it back out. No reason to force anything if you're Concord. They try to get to Arbuckle. Pass is high, and that's taken by Abholter. Reading on the drive, Irvins drops out to Londo. She's going to get a screen, pulls up from the elbow. That goes offside rim. Rebounded by Lehman. Yeah, Reading's just never had anybody get, like, warm from shooting. Yeah, they've had some good looks and just not falling.
Well, yeah, 15 points in three quarters. I mean, we're averaging 5 a quarter.
Right.
And it's been about a 4-6-5. So.
Yeah. Look at that bullet pass into Barrett. Triple teamed, and she's going to catch one in the grill. And that'll be a foul against Reading, and they're going to get that on Headley. 6:02 to play here, fourth quarter, 45-15. Again, stay tuned after the broadcast, or after the game broadcast for the post game, and we'll get you our Cottage Inn Pizza Player of the Game from Reading. And we'll do an overall Player of the Game for us, too. We'll do one from each team. There's a move into the paint by Arbuckle out to Steimer. Crossover and dribble, floater, baseline for Lehman. If she develops that shot even a little more, she's definitely going to be able she could double her scoring average, honestly.
Yeah. Tell you what, we almost had our first Reading transition bucket.
Yep, they still slowed it down. Down to Affolter and leaning into the defender, and they just say turnover. Affolter fell. Now, I got to commend Affolter. I don't know. She's got some kind of an apparatus on her left leg. It implies big injury or something. But she runs tough, plays tough. I really appreciated her game all game.
Yeah, you can see she's laboring out there with whatever leg ailment that is.
Yeah, but she plays well, knows where she's at, and moves for having that. She moves great.
Yeah.
Footwork is important, and there's her getting in the right place defensively for Barrett coming down. And there's a knockaway by Irvins from Concord. Lehman will inbound from the baseline for the Yellow Jackets. 45-15, we're at 5:03 to go. And apologies to all of our Reading listeners over in Hillsdale, our Reading fans, that we don't know the Rangers better, but I've enjoyed watching them play, even as they're getting beaten pretty bad, 47-15 now after another bucket for the Yellow Jackets, but it's been fun to watch them play. I think Santur's got a really nice game, pretty good ball handler. Irvins has had to work for everything she's gotten tonight, but easy to see how she could get her scoring numbers where they are. And great screen by Affolter. Irvins gives it up to Londo. Headley looking to drive, gets into the elbow, knocked away by Lehman, briefly recovered, and there's a drive by Santur. Gets a shot up, and we're going to get two free throws for Maggie Santur on the drive. She got in deep, and I think we got Lehman. Her first team foul, that's surprising, I suppose, to get this far into the game and play as aggressively as she has defensively and not have a foul.
It goes to show how quick her hands are because she has some steals where it was like pickpocketing.
Yeah.
In fact, if she was going to talk trash, she should use the line of, like, I think you're underestimating my sneakiness. She needs to watch Mr. Deeds for that.
Yeah. 4:34 to play here, 47-16 as Santur knocks that one down. Is that her fifth point?
It is. And you were talking about not knowing some of the players. You might have to learn some new players here with the 4:34 mark and this kind of lead. I'm assuming both benches are going to be cleared here shortly.
28-24 now. Lumen leading New Lothrop at the end of three.
Oh, wow. That was
a little run there by the Titans.
That was.
Steimer kind of running out some clock here, 4:20 to play. CeCe Barrett near the Yellow Jacket logo. Back to Haley Steimer. It's Haley, Hannah, Maya Barrett, CeCe Barrett, and Thoras, the only one on the court without a someone with the same last name for the Yellow Jackets. CeCe Barrett going through the baseline as it knocked away out of bounds. Still Yellow Jacket ball.
This Brady Lehman's first rest of the game?
Yeah.
I think it is.
I don't think she'll be back, if I had to guess. 4:05 to play, leading by 30.
She's earned the rest.
Inbound to Barrett under the block. Irvin's there on the defense, and we'll get a foul call. I don't know if that was warranted necessarily, but.
Just going to get CeCe Barrett to the line. Who again? Just the athleticism of CeCe. She's been slippery as well.
And buries the free throw.
3 for 4 from the line so far for CeCe.
And that one goes 49-17. Santur over the timeline for the Reading Rangers to the left side. Now moving to the middle. Straight on. Lost the dribble for a moment. And Haley Steimer catches a loose ball. Gives it up to CeCe Barrett. She'll set up the offense for Concord as Headley comes out to pressure. 3:43 to go in the game, 49-17.
Reading going to go man now.
Yeah, you got to, if you want to keep playing here, you got to force him to give it up. Thoras. Dominating down on the block and now fires a triple and buries that too.
Reading's got to be thinking that's just not fair.
Feels that way. Reading Londo to Appolter. Swings it right side for Headley down to the block for Londo. Backs it back out to Headley outside the arc. Dribbles into the elbow area. Hands it off there to Appolter. Good cut by Santur. Gets in deep. Misses the shot, but another foul call. And Maggie Santur will go to the free throw line. Senior. Playing in what, like, barring some sort of a late-game miracle, her last game. And that free throw rolls off. Hey, thanks to our Jackson Ray listeners and our sponsors, Performance Automotive Northwest, Lammer Seating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Softwater Aero Equip Credit Union, the Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley connecting clients with the future they envision. Santur gets the second one to fall, and it's 52-17. We get a substitution, and Santur comes out and rightly gets an ovation from some aware Reading fans. Senior seeing her last time.
Santur makes her last dollar shot, or I mean free throw.
Yeah. Under three to play here. Irvin's pressuring out on the floor. Barrett now with Headley chasing her. Concord trying to run out some clock. 52-18, they lead. Barrett backs it out. Now down to the block for Thoras. Back out to Barrett. Drives, floater. Too strong. Rebounded Irvins. She's going to start to move it up the floor in traffic. Now goes all the way in. Lays it up. And Irvins with a bucket. 52-20 now. Irvins adding to her team-leading total.
I guess we're about to see her get pulled for a nice ovation.
We'd assume 220. I don't see anyone set to check in. Steimer dribbling it around a little bit. Also added on the floor for Concord. Number one, Lauren Trader into the game. As CeCe Barrett continues in the backcourt, dribbling away from Londo. Now looking to trap her, and there's one in the backcourt. Little shove from Londo got her Barrett to dribble over the midline. And they'll call the backcourt violation.
Barrett's got to be thinking, man, you called four fouls on me with less contact than that. But here we go. Here's the ovation time.
And there's Appolter going to the bench. Great effort today by Abby Appolter, senior. Urban's still in the game. Limbaugh from the sideline. And loose ball's taken away by Headley. And we have Brady Lehman back into the game here for the final minute, 48, 52-20. Gives it up to Barrett. High post for Arbuckle. Lehman on the wing. Arbuckle again, high post. You know, for these Concord seniors, they'll have another game after this, but not on this court.
Yep. It's nice that they could come off in a victory, too.
Trader backs it back out to Arbuckle. Trader dribbled out of the baseline, now gives it up to Arbuckle. Reach in by Mackenzie Penza, knocks it away out of bounds. Last touch reading, it'll say Concord ball. Minute 23 to play, 52-20. And Londo comes out of the game, another senior for Reading, and a nice ovation from the Reading fans.
And Lauren Trader, the senior for Concord, also coming out, getting the applause. Her last time on the Yellow Jacket court.
Barrett has some time to kill out as Headley has to come out and chase her. Headley down the stretch here has had to follow Barrett around to the backcourt. She's getting her steps in for sure. Barrett dribbles all the way across to the left side. Now all the way back. 58 seconds. 52-20. Concord comfortably in front, and Barrett backs it back out.
Here's what I thought. Maybe we'd see a timeout just to get the subs in.
And now we do get a timeout. And that's just for the substitutions. And get a whole round of substitutions here. Full timeout. We'll get some hugs on the Concord bench. And I'll have to try to learn all these names for the final 50.2. I can thank some of our Jackson area sponsors. American Title Company, Phelps Towing, 764-1921. They can help get you out of a jam. Fuller's ChemDry, Bucked Up Energy. And I had Miami flavor tonight. I do love Rocket Pop also, Brian. You know that.
Yeah,
those
you love.
Kind of the two that I've been rotating between.
Do we know, are there others even that you haven't had? Or have you not found the other
flavors? As far as I know, I've had every flavor.
Okay.
And none of them are bad.
I'm going to be on the search for you.
All right.
For some reason, I take great joy of seeing you enjoy the
I don't see you drinking them, but you like watching
me. I'm too jittery. Drive me crazy.
Inbound from the sideline for Delaney Colburn, and dropping it down to the block in a tie up there. Rachel Rundle, and contact with Jessica Clouser. Who else do we have here? As Irvins will go to the bench, standing over from some of the Reading faithful, and a hug for the coach. Into the corner for a Reading. Stolen away in the middle of the floor. Colburn had it, now loses it. Loose on the floor. Reading Concord dives. We'll get a jump ball tie up. Possession arrow goes to Concord. 33.9 to play with 52-20. Our score still.
You get one more name, Steve. How about Hayden Omo?
She's into the game. Freshman for Reading. As Headley will come out of the game. She's just a sophomore. We'll see her around for a couple more years in the Big Eight. Colburn right wing to the top for Reagan Mell. Mell and Colburn passed it back and forth. And now it's stolen away. Monahan on the breakaway. Spins up in the air, missed the shot, but draws a foul. Free throws coming for Alina Monahan, freshman for Reading. Another name that you'll be looking at for a few years here for the Rangers. Also on the floor, so I don't miss, Lindsay Penza for Reading, as Monahan buries that one. And back there also is Hayden Omo. We did mention her already. Monahan's second free throw goes, and 52-22. They cut the lead back to 30, 15 seconds. Concord over the timeline. Colburn with a screen. Mel looking down to the baseline. A jumper is up, and it missed everything, but a nice shot. Rachel Rundle. Rebounded by Reading. And time runs out on this one. 52-22 is our final. Concord moves on to the quarterfinals. They are regional champs here at Concord High School. And got out to an early lead, stayed in front, never looked back. Concord will move on to the next round, playing the winner of a game going on tonight. Byron Center, Zion Christian, or Climax Scots, and we'll find out if we can who wins that one. But for now, we know the final here, 52-22, Concord victorious. Let's take 2 minutes here on the postgame. When we come back, Brian will have the numbers, and the trophy presentation will be happening, and we'll tell you who our Cottage Inn Pizza player of the game is for the Reading Rangers, and our Concord player of the game as well, here on 95.9 The Power Cow, and online at, or also on 92.1 WCSR in Hillsdale.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
At County National Bank, you're not just a number. You need a partner, not just a bank. We offer a wide range of business loans, including commercial real estate, equipment financing, operating lines of credit, agricultural loans, and more. At CNB, decisions are made locally, and we are just a call or visit away. You can also contact us online at cnbb.bank. We can evaluate your financial picture and tailor a credit solution that fits your needs. County National Bank, where your story matters.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Concord victorious tonight. Trophy presentation at center court. And 52-22 our final here. 30-point victory for Concord. Meanwhile, Reading sees their season come to an end. But I'll tell you what, I bet they feel like they've overachieved. I think a great postseason for Reading, and to get to this final, if you would ask them, even heading into the postseason, if they're going to go play in the regional final, they might have said, I don't know. A lot of tough competition. They knocked out some tough teams on the way, including, I think that's a career maker there, 29-23 win over a previously unbeaten Pittsford team. Good program down there at Pittsford, and they knocked them out of the postseason. A lot of teams happy to see them out of the way,
yeah,
including this Concord team, who now will move on to the quarterfinal on Tuesday at Battle Creek Harper Creek High School. But let's get those numbers for Reading really quick.
Okay, well, for Reading, we had 1 point from Jenna Londo, 2 points from Alina Monahan, 7 Maggie Santour, and leading the way tonight, Aubrey Irvins with 12.
Yeah, Irvins, our player of the game. For the Reading Rangers, our player of the game receives a certificate from WCSR, as well as a gift certificate, good for a pizza, sub, or wings at Cottage Inn Pizza, 3883 West Carlton Road in Hillsdale. Thanks to Cottage Inn for supporting student athletes. Download the Cottage Inn app or call them at 517-439-9191. Congratulations to Aubrey Irvins.
And that's fitting for her, for Irvins to finish her career here as player of the game. I know she had a great career down there, over 1,000 points, and
yeah,
you could tell she could play.
Yeah, that's a big number to put up. Also, thank you to Griffiths Mechanical, our post-game sponsor, Rima Award winner. Griffiths Mechanical is your local heating and cooling specialist, working with Hillsdale College, several local community schools, and offering residential service. They're just a call away at 517-849-2632. Griffiths Mechanical, your comfort is their top priority. Of course, we have a number of sponsors on the game tonight. Thank you to our pregame sponsor, Hillsdale Dairy Queen. And I won't read there. their live read again for you, Brian, because I know you're already hungry as it is.
Yeah, that might make me eat this microphone just thinking it's an ice cream cone.
Thank you to Concord Community Schools. Small school, big opportunities on the broadcast tonight. Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, our free throw sponsor all postseason long. We didn't have a ton of Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws because it wasn't a big point total, but thanks to Gary and the team over at Aspen, always on time or you don't pay a dime. Additionally, I want to tell you our Concord player of the game for the broadcast, and I think we're going to go with...
Well, do you want some stats first?
Yeah, let's get the numbers and we can choose.
Well, Hannah Steimer had 14 points and came up with some big shots and big minutes. CeCe Bear, also impressive to us with 10. Grace Torres with 15 points and 5 blocks. And then the stat line from Brady Lehman, 13 points, 9 boards, 8 assists, and 6 steals. So just stuffing the stat sheet. And, man, with that kind of overall performance and leading the way, that's going to be my vote. But I see your wheels turning, Steve.
Well, I just want to say, no, I agree that I think that stat line is tough to argue, and especially when the defense comes out to focus on Torres, someone's got to step up and make plays, and it was Lehman tonight, so she is the player of the game. But shout out to the senior Hannah Torres for
Grace Torres.
Excuse me. Yeah, I don't know why I had in my mind Steimer anyway, but Torres had a great game tonight too, probably about 5 blocks or more. Really. The defense was the ticket tonight for Concord, holding them down to such a low point total, but they will move on to play again, and it was a fun game tonight. I'm glad we could be on 92.1 WCSR again. Brian, our second time this postseason. I think that might be our last time, but it was a pleasure to try to bring this live coverage to the folks listening in Hillsdale, and we appreciate you getting tuned in, and thank you to all of our Hillsdale sponsors. Thank you to our Jackson area sponsors. Thank you to Concord Community Schools for the rolling out the red carpet for us to be here, setting us up in such a great location, right in the middle of everything, roped off like we're special. Yeah. I like it. Thank you to Matt Lehman, and best of luck to Concord moving on, and I was hoping to maybe vamp long enough to get a final from over at Springport. Lumen was leading by 4 at the end of 3. Over New Lothrop in Division 3, looking for a regional championship and a chance to move on to the quarterfinal on Tuesday.
Steve, I tell you what, this community, and I've known people from Concord throughout the years, whether it's Andy Dalmage, the Petersons, the Woodhurst, the Bauman, there's like family after family. It's just nice people, and you always see the community support. This is a nice place to be and a nice program to be able to root for, too.
Oh, and you know, it's every time I come out here, I'm reminded of how many people I do know from Concord. And again, my old broadcast partner, Matt Lehman, always know I can get in touch with him, and he's going to get us set up and take care of us so that we know exactly where we'll be and that we can come in here comfortably and get set up and be ready to go. So thanks to everybody out here at Concord. Thanks to Reading. You know, I went down to Reading and did a football game a few years ago, and that community, the fact that they traveled up here for this game, they filled out the stands, a lot of red and yellow in the building today. Great year for Reading, and I look forward to seeing them around, whether it's football, basketball, or whatever. That's a great athletic school reputation for Reading, and they'll be back again.
A couple classy fan base tonight.
No doubt about it. It was a pleasure to be here. So we'll wrap it up. Thank you to Drew back in the studio at WCSR and for Luke Moorhead back in the 95.9 The Power Cow studio. We'll wrap it up from here. And I thought we might be following Concord over to Harper Creek on Tuesday night.
I might see you there, Steve.
All right. Thanks for your time this time. Till next time, to quote the great Greg O'Connor.
Live coverage of high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow was brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Softwater, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Performance Automotive Northwest, Bucked Up Energy, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Fuller's Chem Drive, East Jackson Community School, Napoleon School, Columbia School District, Hanover Horton School, and Lomar Machine and Tool.